I think people should lose their thin skins. I mean, I think people should just be a little bit, it actually helps in life to be a little bit less sensitive and to realize that, you know, if everybody were perfect, everybody would say everything in a way that caused nobody harm. But, you know, everybody's not perfect.
Ah, that's Elena Kagan, far from perfect herself, and I'm about to demonstrate that. And now, Jimi Hendrix. You see, it's a meme going around where? Well, on Al Gore's amazing internet, of course. It's a photograph of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. And it says, just saved more black lives than Black Lives Matter ever did. So that's the abortion ruling. That's the, I think, 40%. Got that going. Well, happy Friday and welcome. It is your 4th of July holiday weekend. Perhaps you have Monday off. And you're having a three-day weekend. I got to tell you, Washington, it looked like a four-day weekend. Driving in, I felt like the Omega Man. There were tumbleweeds blowing up the street. People hanging from street posts and things. It was, well, that's pretty normal, actually, in Washington. But the parking lots are empty. The streets, I don't know where everybody went, but everybody's out of town for apparently a four-day weekend. You know, government work, I guess. Nice work if you can get it. And you can get it if you try. Pretty amazing things going on. We've got the White House Press Corps. It's kind of a funny little story. White House Press Corps complaining to the White House in a letter that the White House pre-screens reporters before press conferences like they do in Ecuador and the Philippines and Iran, because the left, well, they're not liberal. They're the left. It's a completely different thing. But pretty amazing stuff. This letter signed on to by Amber Athey. Amber Athey. And who else was on? And then Maggie Haberman is tied on. She is signed on. She does not engage in basic Western bathing and grooming habits. And she knows not what shampoo is. That's for sure. The campaign trail, not good for her. I'll tell you that much. And who else? April Ryan was on there. Her name was on there, but then it disappeared. Is that right? Because you can do that on the internet. It's kind of an amazing place, this internet thing. Perhaps you've heard of it. It's quite remarkable. And I've got something on this. I want to get to that because it's pretty wacky. It's wackadoodle-doo, let me tell you. And it's they wrote a stern letter. It reminded us of Hans Brix and Team America World Police, because they wrote a stern letter to the White House about not having access and pre-screening the reporters like in the third world, like in a banana republic. And here we are a year and a half almost into this administration, and the White House press corps finally raised an eyebrow at the fact that they're being led around on a leash by the government, by the state. But it's their state. They voted for it. So, you know, the members of the White House press corps. So they will continue to fluff. 68 White House journalists asked press secretary, you know, that's, you know, the one she's a forfer. That's the important thing. To end the mysterious pre-screening of reporters let into President Biden's events, calling it, quote, antithetical to the concept of a free press. And they're right about that. That's absolutely true. It is. And but why are you just saying it after nearly a year and a half, you little sheep, you little well-lubricated gang of sheep, you? And it did. It reminded us of Hans Brix and Team America World Police, because now after a year and a half, they sent a letter to the press secretary, and that's as tough as they're going to get.
I'm sorry, but the UN must be firm with you. Let me see your whole palace or else.
Or else what?
Or else we will be very, very angry with you. And we will write you a letter telling you how angry we are.
That's exactly right. And that's what the White House press corps has done, because they're being led around like sheep. But that's okay with them, really. pay no attention to any of that. All right, let's get to, also, we've got the liberal world order. You see the Biden advisor on CNN saying that they're very upset. They're very, very worried, kind of like Hans Brix back there at the United Nations. Brian Deese. Deese is his name, Brian Deese. And he went on CNN to say that what they're all about, you know, is the EPA and the Supreme Court. They really hate the Supreme Court because they don't control it, you know. That's the thing. The Democrats, they're kind of, remember they were talking about, it's a projection again. They were talking about President Trump, the absurd story with the, you know, she's widely known as the Juicy Smollett of the, went testified on Capitol Hill the other day, and she said that President Trump climbed through the you know, over the front seat in the limousine, the SUV, presidential limo, very heavily armored, and grabbed the steering wheel with his left hand, envision this now, and then reached over his left arm with his right hand and grabbed the throat of the Secret Service agent driving the SUV limousine, right? The president of the armored presidential vehicle, which is seems rather improbable to say the least and cumbersome. But, you know, he's Jet Li, President Trump is. We didn't know that he's like, you know, he's the reincarnation of Bruce Lee. And he can do this sort of stuff. But I was thinking about that yesterday. Say, you know, this is kind of projection again. What the Democrats have done to the country, they've climbed through to the front seat, grabbed the steering wheel, and they're choking the United States to death. See, it's more, it's kind of more projection on their part. They're using both, they grabbed the steering wheel, and they grabbed our trachea, and they're choking us to death, because that's the Democrat Party. They're a crazy bunch, a wacky bunch. Yeah, and if you're in Washington, they may be elsewhere as well. If you're in Washington, you definitely want to keep your eyes peeled for the Joe Biden Top Gun posters all over the city, because he's got to fix the climate before the summer is out. Otherwise, Elena Kagan's going to have to, you know, Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan is going to have to glue herself to something. Did you see, do you have the audio of the guy? It's in France, right, where the French environmentalists glued themselves to the road. They glued their hands. Democrats love lefties, environmental whack jobs, love gluing themselves to things. It's a new trend with them. They had that actor guy glue himself to the counter at a Starbucks. Nobody cares what his name is. What's his name?
James Cromwell.
Yeah, he's actually an actor. And he glued himself just because he's a nut and a perfectly mainstream Democrat nut. And then there was that crazy woman. I think I got a story on this crazy woman, too, who glued herself to the the net post, the post of the net at the French Open tennis match, right? And she wrote on her T-shirt that we had only 1,028 days left. How many days ago was that, Michael? Because we got a countdown. We don't have many days left. We've only got so many days. And it's counting down. And then the planet will no longer be inhabitable. And then we scratch our heads and wonder why 18-year-olds become mass murdering suicide attackers when they're raised on a steady diet of apocalypse now, right? That you have, by the time you're 25, the planet will be uninhabitable. That's the Democrat Party's talking point, because they want to strip you of your rights and steal your money. And that's one of their things. What were they? Yeah, she said we have 1,028 days left, and she glued herself to stuff. And she was dragged away and I think later killed. Not really. But it was during the men's semifinal round at the French Open. And she was arrested, saying they'll have only 1,028 days. We all on the planet Earth have only 1,028 days left. Well, Elena Kagan is about that crazy. And she does not have any idea what the role of the Supreme Court is in our society, in our culture, in our government. She does not understand the branches of government. She does. I mean, she would fail fifth grade civics if taught by Sister Mary Mark. I can tell you that much. Let me tell you this. So what did Elena Kagan say? She's a Supreme Court justice. When she was first confirmed to the Supreme Court, I was out in my neighborhood in Washington, D.C., and I was by a Target store. And here comes Elena Kagan skipping along all by herself with the biggest smile on her face that you've ever seen on anybody's face. And she looked like a very pleasant person, very happy to be on the Supreme Court. And sort of smiled at her and gave a little nod. You know, it's Washington. It's like Mayberry with lots of crazy people and a really bad attitude. But here is the insider. Justice Elena Kagan says Supreme Court, quote, does not have a clue about how to address climate change, end quote, as it limits EPA authority on greenhouse gases. You see, as it that's the EPA limiting. But the Supreme Court limited the EPA's authority because they don't have that authority now. Elena Kagan wrote in her dissent, a 6-3 ruling, West Virginia versus Environmental Protection Agency, limits the EPA's ability to set regulations on the energy sector of our economy, which Joe Biden has been waging war against since day one. A decision, that's why I paid $6.03 a gallon for gasoline day before yesterday because of Joe Biden, although he's still blaming Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. A decision that poses massive implications for the Biden administration's goals to fight climate change. If gas is really expensive, the weather will be better, is their hypothesis. This is their theory. They're, of course, wrong, as they are about pretty much everything. And Elena Kagan wrote in her dissenting opinion, joined by the court's other two liberals, Stephen Breyer and Sonia Sotomayor. She wrote, whatever else this court may know about, it does not have a clue about how to address climate change. You know what? The court's role is not the weather. It's not levels of the ocean, because it would require heretofore unseen levels of hubris and arrogance to suggest that the 9 members of the Supreme Court could affect the climate, the levels of the ocean, the weather, day in and day out. She continued, and let's say the obvious. The stakes are high, yet the court today prevents congressionally authorized agency action to curb power plants' carbon dioxide emissions. That's not what the court did, and that would not be the court's role. She continued, the court appoints itself instead of Congress or the expert agency. The expert agency is the EPA. The decision maker on climate policy. Now, I have no idea how this woman got to the Supreme Court, but I can't believe she passed her LSATs, that she got into Harvard Law School, that she graduated from law school, that she passed the bar exam, that she served as a judge, that she made it to the Supreme Court, that she's so ignorant of her role and the role of the judiciary in our system of government that she wrote that and allowed it to be public. In a concurring opinion with the majority, Justice Neil Gorsuch pushed back on this dim-witted dissent, writing, the court hardly professes to, quote, appoint itself, end quote, the decision maker on climate policy, using quotes from Elena Kagan's dissent. Mockingly, he continued, the court acknowledges only that under our Constitution, the people's elected representatives in Congress are the decision makers here, and they have not clearly granted the agency, that's the EPA, the authority it claims for itself. Now, this is embarrassing. I didn't go to law school, but I'm embarrassed for this member of the Supreme Court, Elena Kagan, for her she demonstrates here that she is nothing but a left-wing activist who sees her role on the United States Supreme Court as that of a party representative, a Democrat Party representative. She does not understand the separation of powers that the Constitution lays out. Article 1, the Congress. Article 2, the Executive. Article 3, the judiciary, and it is her role and the role of the Supreme Court only to rule on the constitutionality and the legality of what the Democrats, Barack Obama in this case, laid out the EPA to start steamrolling private industry sectors of the economy because the Democrat Party has an agenda, right? And Elena Kagan just trotted it right out here. She stamped it on her forehead. I am a Democrat Party left-wing activist. And talk about knowing nothing about the climate. Really? You think there's a building in Washington, D.C. filled with government drones who are going to slow the rise of the ocean and change the climate of the planet Earth, and that the President of the United States can order this, and the Congress has no role in this? Completely wrong. The conservative justices obviously have read the Constitution, went to law school, understand the separation of powers, and did their job. Elena Kagan, on the other hand, should be impeached and removed from the court just for this dissent alone.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yes, yeah, so Elena Kagan put in writing yesterday her political activism and her lack of understanding of science and climatology and her lack of understanding of the law in the United States of America. She's a Democrat nominee to the Supreme Court of the United States, naturally. And the law is not really her thing. It's Democrat Party activism that is her thing. She wrote, if the current rate of emissions continues, children born this year could live to see parts of the eastern seaboard swallowed by the ocean. That is not actually the matter before the court, Justice Kagan, nor should it be, nor will it be. You're not a weather woman. Today, the court strips the Environmental Protection Agency of the power Congress gave it to respond to, she puts in quotation marks, the most pressing environmental challenge of our time. Now, I mean, again, the Democrats are just complaining moments ago that unelected bureaucrats, the Supreme Court, handed down a ruling on Roe versus Wade. Unelected bureaucrats, but the unelected bureaucrats at the EPA should be able to take control of the energy sector of the economy. And honestly, Kagan said rising waters, scorching heat, and other severe weather conditions could force mass migration events, political crises, civil unrest, and even state failure. Well, with you guys in charge, that's pretty much guaranteed, I think. Pretty amazing. She thoroughly misunderstands the matter before the court and the role of the court and the separation of powers in the United States. It was explained to her. I'm not sure she's going to understand it. I have that coming up.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Yeah, trust in the bureaucracy is complete on the left because they are the permanent bureaucracy. They are the permanent state, the deep state, some might say, with all of their weasels burrowed in there and their entire careers.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Just amazing. Yeah, and Elena Kagan going on and on about Section 111 of the Clean Air Act and how it directs the EPA to regulate stationary sources of any substance that may cause or contribute significantly to air pollution. So just to know, so the EPA can do whatever they want. They can shut down every coal-burning plant in the country. And here's the thing. The Democrats in Congress sidestep everything by handing it. They don't have to be on the record voting on anything because they're cowards and they're crooks and they're getting their money from. And Justice Roberts, Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, responded to her also, and he explained to her that he said the majority opinion, Roberts wrote, said it's not plausible that Congress gave this authority to the EPA in Section 111, cited by Elena Kagan. He wrote in the majority opinion, capping carbon dioxide emissions at a level that would force nationwide transition away from the use of coal to generate electricity may be a sensible, quote, solution to the crisis of the day, end quote, language that she used. But it's not plausible that Congress gave EPA the authority to adopt on its own such a regulatory scheme in Section 111. A decision of such magnitude and consequence rests with the Congress itself or an agency acting pursuant to a clear delegation from that representative body. Now, you see, Elena Kagan is anti-democratic. The Democrats, you know, burning pro-life clinics over the Roe versus Wade decision in the Supreme Court. They are anti-democratic. Now, we've got some audio on this that I'd like to get to as well, because don't take my word for it. You've got Jonathan Turley and a former federal prosecutor, Andrew McCarthy, talking about this as well. Let's go to soundbite number 7, because, you know, what the court has done with abortion is they've taken it out of the realm of the courts. I've been talking about this. Conservatives have been talking about this for years. The left, the Democrats, they're, you know, the Democratic Party isn't. And they use the courts to accomplish through mostly crooked judges like Elena Kagan, who don't understand the first thing about the law or the Constitution or the separation of powers or the role of government. But she's a leftist, so, you know, pay no attention. Honestly, the Congress has to act and be on the record voting on these matters. That's why we have a Congress, a legislature. But the Democrats always backdoor everything. Now, they always backdoor everything by going through the courts and finding crooked left-wing judges that they appoint, knowing that they'll get a wink and a nod when they go to advance the party agenda, doing an end run around our actual system of government, which would ordinarily require that you go through the legislative process and you hammer this out. But the cheap way, the third world way to accomplish your goals, is to have the president order the EPA to overstep its bounds and its powers and implement the Democrat Party's wish list, right? And that's why they're so angry. One of the reasons they're so angry about everything all the time anyway. That's why all the Molotov cocktails and firebombing churches and all of that stuff, suicide attacks on police. But setting those aside for the time being, let's go to Andrew McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, legal scholar, author, and legal analyst on the Fox News Channel. And he's explaining, he's got to explain. I don't think Elena Kagan understands what's going on here either. What the Supreme Court is doing is actually resetting our nation. And the Democrats hate this because they've always used and abused the courts to accomplish their goals while completely avoiding having to go on the record with a vote in Congress on these important issues. Andrew McCarthy.
What they say again and again is that the court is usurping power, when what's clear from this term is what it's doing is restoring constitutional order. So as John just pointed out, They're giving the power to Congress that Congress rightly has under the Constitution.
Restoring constitutional order. That's right. And giving to Congress the democratic process. Now, the courts are a part of our system of government, but not the heart of our democratic process. And she is against democratizing the process. And the Democrats are against democratizing the process because the Democratic Party isn't. And as is the case with Elena Kagan here, they use the words, but they don't know what they mean. They go to all the right schools and they learn all the wrong things. Or they learn nothing at all. And then former federal prosecutor Andrew McCarthy explains, say, you know, that what the court is doing is actually putting things, resetting back to normal, taking this out of the realm of the judiciary and putting it where it ought to be in the legislature. That's our process. That's our system of government. Look, you know, the courts are Article 3 out of 3 for a reason. And Congress is number one. The legislature is Article 1 in the Constitution for a reason. But the left, they don't believe in our system of government. And again, I don't think Elena Kagan could pass a civics class test given in any Catholic school. I won't say public school because, you know, they'd say transgenderism. What is Article 2 of the Constitution? Is it about gender? So more climate activists glued themselves to another artwork. They love gluing themselves. Elena Kagan, keep her away from glue. She might glue herself to something. Andrew McCarthy on the remain in Mexico verdict by the Supreme Court, which went in favor of the left and open borders and, you know, against controlling our border.
In connection with the case, the other case that you mentioned, the remain in Mexico case, they basically made clear that this is a situation where you have the executive branch, if to implement this policy, has to be able to negotiate with foreign governments. So there's an interplay between the executive and congressional statutes.
And also, it was basically an executive order by the Trump administration, and it didn't go through Congress. So as we know, when President Trump came in and he undid a whole lot of Obama's executive orders because I got a pen and a phone, right? And he just, like a dictator, I'm reminded of a joke, but I'll leave it alone. Like a dictator, he just signed into, you know, these executive orders. By the way, the Emancipation Proclamation freeing the slaves was an executive order by Republican President Abraham Lincoln because he couldn't get the Democrats in Congress to go along with it. Just by the way, Andrew McCarthy on the Roe versus Wade. And this is, you know, I mean, again, I don't think Elena Kagan understands this.
In the abortion case, they didn't take power to the court. What they did was return it to the states. The complaint that we've had for half a century is that the states were governing this and were regulating abortion up until 1973 when the court took the issue away from them. All the court has done here is shed power from itself and give it back to the states.
And what happened to that 9 unelected people legislating from the bench that the Democrats are so upset about? They've been happy about that for nearly 50 years when it comes to Roe v. Wade. Now, first of all, it returns it to the states. So the Democrats in Washington are planning on passing bills which will probably be found to be unconstitutional. But it'll have to go back to the Supreme Court again, which will have to rule all over again that this authority not found in the Constitution resides with the states and not the federal government. I don't think Elena Kagan has ever read the Constitution. Andrew McCarthy.
What's happening here is this is a court that is restoring order in the sense of the responsibility is being assigned in the places where it was supposed to be assigned as the Constitution and the law were understood at the time they were, whichever laws or the provisions of the Constitution were adopted.
And that has been the argument about Roe v. Wade that even Ruth Bader Ginsburg agreed with, that Roe was settled law, but it was bad law. You know, there was a law in the books that and the Supreme Court agreed at one point that one human being could own another human being. It was bad law. It was overturned. See Dred Scott. Jonathan Turley is a law professor. And again, for a half a century, they've celebrated the 9 unelected people legislating from the bench. But when they restore constitutional order and put these issues where they belong, from the EPA to abortion, the Democrats start burning things down and attacking the police. And those are acts of insurrection, just by the way, if anybody has a dictionary, which apparently most Democrats do not. Jonathan Turley, law professor extraordinaire at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C., summing it up well.
Well, that is what is so ironic about the reaction of many of the Democratic members. You have Majority Leader Schumer. Senator Warren, who were perfectly apoplectic about this decision. And weren't even saying, you know, who's going to deal with this problem? Well, you're going to deal with the problem. I mean, what they're complaining about is the court protecting their authority. What the court is saying is that this is a matter for Congress. You just can't have agencies taking major questions away from the legislative branch and rendering their own decisions.
Well, that's exactly right, and it's completely crazy. He said apoplectic. I believe that the word is apoplectic, not to correct the grammar or English of Jonathan Turley. But he did say, you know, it's ironic, and it is ironic, that Schumer is furious, and he's saying crazy, you know, violent rhetoric once again, because Schumer is a menace to Western civilization and to the rule of law and any orderly society. But it is ironic. And the court is saying, no, this is up to you guys, not the courts. Now, if you guys want to you want to amend the Constitution or something, have at it. But this authority does not reside and should not reside in the courts. Jonathan Turley talking about the crazy Democrat, left-wing, radical, anti-American members of Congress who don't like our system of government, and yet they hold seats in our Congress.
You have these members who are terribly upset that they're going to be forced to do their job. They have the authority to deal with this, but they have to get their colleagues to go along.
Yeah, they have to get their colleagues to go along. Isn't that hilarious? Man, oh, man, I am telling you. This is our and Schumer. Schumer has gone crazy again. And again, keep Elena Kagan away from the glue. But Schumer is lashing out, railing against the Supreme Court and with the usual sort of crazy, dangerous rhetoric. Schumer lashes out and says things that senators should not say, honestly. The extremist MAGA Supreme Court going to cause deaths. You know, not as many as you guys are going to cause in Chicago in this 3-day weekend, I'm guessing. Schumer lashes out at extremist MAGA SCOTUS. I can't believe we all use these acronyms, the SCOTUS and FLOTUS and POTUS and stuff. After EPA ruling, it will cause more needless deaths. It's the air, guys, calm down. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Speaking to reporters following a closed-door lunch with Senate Democrats. Think there was any hanky-panky going on in there? Close the doors, you know. He's just going mad. He says, first on gun safety, then abortion, and now on the environment. This MAGA, repressive, extremist Supreme Court. How many assassins armed with guns have to show up the homes of Supreme Court justices before you radical fascists dial down the rhetoric, honestly. He says the MAGA, repressive, extremist Supreme Court is intent on setting America back decades, if not centuries. You guys are the party of slavery and Jim Crow. And I mean, I got to tell you, you guys, but there he is lashing out. He said, the Republicans, he says, appointed majority, the Republican appointed majority of the MAGA court is pushing back the country back to a time when robber barons, you guys are street robbers shooting pregnant mothers in the back of the head all over the place, and corporate elites have complete power and average citizens have no say. Completely the opposite of the truth. The reality is, of course, What the court is saying is that these matters belong in the Congress. That's where the people have their say. That's where citizens have their say. That's what our republic is about. That's our system of government. That's the structure of the government. But, you know, backdoor Chucky over here. And I'm sorry, the man, it wasn't a pregnant woman. She was pushing her baby in a stroller. It turns out the family says, this New York murder of this woman pushing the baby stroller, turns out he's a Democrat they're looking for. Person of interest, he's the baby daddy. The baby daddy is the mother of the murdered woman, says the baby daddy did it, and the police are now looking for the baby daddy as the person of interest. Turns out he's a Democrat. How do I know that? Trust me, I know that. You know, it's never good when the nation's supposed authority on economic policy completely misses the flashing, blaring red lights of impending economic doom. Now, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, you know, Joe Biden's pick for Treasury, has finally admitted that there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that boosted energy and food prices. Oh, what do you hear about that? And supply bottlenecks that affected the economy badly. And she said, and at the time, I didn't fully understand. She didn't understand them. You know who did fully understand the real threat of inflation? People who invested in gold and silver with Birch Gold Group. Because at Birch Gold Group, they're protecting their savings from highly turbulent economic chaos by diversifying their 401ks and IRAs into gold, physical gold. Listen, it's not too late for you to take action. Just text Chris to 989898. That's me and 983 times. You're going to get a free, no obligation information kit on diversifying your nest egg and protecting your savings with precious metals. Listen, Birch Gold gets an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews from customers, and thousands of happy clients. Just text Chris to 989898 and get your advice and your kit from Birch Gold today. Again, text Chris to 989898 and claim your free, no-obligation information kit on protecting your nest egg with gold. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Message and data rates apply. Yeah. Yeah, this is our government. And the poll numbers show, the poll numbers are kind of, they're bad news for Joe Biden and the Democrats. But a lot of people are waking up. Let me tell you this. All right, more crazy coming up because, you know, Democrats.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying The Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for The Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Michael, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to George calling from Waldorf, Maryland. Jorge, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, George.
I have, as we come up on our Independence Day, I want to just relay a story to you. I have a longtime family friend. She's a legal American citizen who knocked on the front door. Went through all the wickets. She gave this country two great military veteran sons. They're both military veterans, served in some nasty places, but did what we needed them to do. And she's a citizen. She's a new citizen. Sometimes they look at things that older citizens forget about.
Right.
And she's absolutely livid at the way this country is going.
And you say she has a nickname. I'm starting to run out of time. You say she has a nickname for Lunch Bucket Joe.
She does, because she's living. She calls him Joe Bin Laden because he's done more to destroy this country than Bin Laden ever could have hoped for.
Wow. God bless her. That's great.
Ah!
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers' world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.